Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in a tiny cargo van with the most beard, you have a beard today, is...
I did. I brought my beard.
Who are you?
James Fritz.
James is Fritz, is everybody.
Hi again. They gotta be sick of me by now.
Friday. It's getting high day. We're getting high today, everybody, in a van.
We're actually... You've been holding out?
I've been holding out for the first 27 years of my life, waiting for a Friday in a cargo van to get high. It's
never
come
gotten
to
high
pass. I've never gotten high in my life.
And you think that makes you better?
No, it makes me a lot dumber and sadder. I'm in an awful mood at all times. It's the Labor Day weekend.
Uh-oh.
It's the Labor Day weekend, everybody. I'm very not excited for the Labor Day weekend.
What's going on in the city this weekend?
Well, there's the North Coast Fest.
Brendan?
Fuck you, all right? Watch your goddamn mouth with me. You know, yesterday was 90210 day.
Ugh.
And no one mentioned that to me and my name. And when 90210 was on for the first 3 years of my life, I got a Brandon Walsh thing every single day of my fucking life.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, your name's Brendan, like home movies.
Fuck you. In the face. How was your evening last night? What'd you do?
It's personal.
Is it? Comedy shows are personal now. That's why no one shows up. There are very personal
right.
events.
Exactly. Just, it was personal between me and a room full of other comedians.
Was it fun?
That was fun.
You went to Riot?
Yeah. It was fun. Got to see Prescott Tolk and Bill Cruz.
You're friends with Prescott. Kind of. A little bit?
Yeah, we're friends.
You hosted that open mic together for years and years. Or just one or two. How many years?
It's a while. Three or four?
I'm glad you did that. Hey, oh, that's the route. I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, of course.
Did it make you a better person?
No, no.
It made you a worse person, didn't it?
I don't know.
No comedy today. No comedy talk today.
No, my body, my system is still rejecting Burger King.
We
dollar
had Burger King
breakfast,
and we banged Tone Loc in the bathroom. Was
Tone
that Tone Loc?
No, that was Digital Underground.
Digital Underground. Tone Loc was in the movie Ace Ventura.
Sure.
Detective. That's how I know Tone Loc.
And there were a lot of flatulent humor in that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it went from hot to cold. The seasons have changed in Chicago.
So what is going on this weekend? Is there a Big Dumb Festival of any kind?
Big Dumb Festival featuring your friend Brian Babylon. Would you call him a friend?
Yeah.
Personal friend? Well, your personal friend Brian Babylon.
He's more of an impersonal friend.
Impersonal
is
friend
a thing?
Brian Babylon is going to be one of the people presenting the acts at the North Coast Music Festival.
Oh, right. North Coast Festival.
So you're not going is what you're saying.
No.
Why not? We're going. You mean that everybody will be there? Christy will be there?
Well, I do want to hear
from
Moby
Reed
do
Comedy.
A DJ set.
Hey, be nice. Be nice. Have you seen Moby's DJ set? It might open your ears and your eyes to veganism.
I want to strangle his weak little neck.
You had more meat in the past hour than Moby's had in the past year.
Yeah. I don't know. That was more meat-like product.
You, James had the bacon wrap?
The cheesy bacon
cheesy,
wrap.
I forgot cheesy. Bacon with hash browns in the wrap.
Which I
was. Was there an egg in it?
Yeah.
Oh, there was. Okay. I thought it was just starch.
I'm not an animal.
Just starch. You know the stuff on the dollar menu at McDonald's for breakfast, no eggs. Sausage biscuit, no egg.
That is a that's a decent dollar menu they
sausage.
Got going there.
I like the Burger King dollar menu the most. For
and
the
now I feel horrible and I feel it coming out of my pores.
Do you really? That's never sounded sexier. Then right now.
Yep.
The ladies like when you talk about your pores.
They love it.
I got clogged pores, man. Doing this van route, I have this giant. Can you see this giant bump on my nose?
That is your nose.
No, that's not. That's not. I'm growing Milhouse's nose now. I'm gonna look like Peyton Manning's brother.
Drinking a lot of gin.
Eli Whitney Manning. I've been drinking a lot of gin.
A lot of cotton gin.
This route is
Eli Whitney Hammer.
Bringing it back. Did we do this like 2 days ago?
Well, we saw an Eli Whitney school in the ghetto.
Yeah.
Which I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah. Have a shitty job, everybody. Shitty job. Podcasting in a van.
Chilly today.
It's nice. I'm enjoying this weather. I'm in love right now.
I'm wearing a hoodie. This is my first hoodie appearance of
2010?
Well, no, probably. Because it's winter in
games?
Or do you just I just triple up on hoodies.
I know a lot of people that do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Homeless people?
Musicians.
Same thing.
Yeah. They smell real bad.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Why are you going to smell bad, people? I'll buy you deodorant. We got to get a deodorant sponsor.
It's integrity. You're smelling integrity.
Nope, I'm not. That's not integrity.
I always thought...
By the way, we're on our way to Pilsen. Do you like Pilsen?
I love Pilsen. I always thought Sheryl Crow smelled. She looks like she smells.
Yeah, she does.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe that's why her and Lance Armstrong got together, because he probably smells.
Oh, he looks like he smells like a baby's bottom.
Well, when he's not biking.
When he's only got one nut, so that, like, cuts
he's
down.
He's got half the smell?
Yeah, it cuts down on half the crotch smell.
Half the crotch rot?
But, yeah, the biking probably doubles it anyway, so it's probably even.
Bubs, my favorite... Bubs and Oma are my two favorite characters on The Wire.
We're talking about The Wire now?
Well, we're on the west side, so yes.
Okay.
One looked like he smelled awful.
Well, yeah, he was a homeless heroin addict.
Omar would probably smell like potpourri.
I'll see, yeah.
I bet Omar smelled fucking gorgeous.
I think Bunk looked like he smelled the best.
Yeah, I bet Bunk had that old man smell.
Oh, no, I bet he wore like...
No, a good old man smell. Like he should be wearing Old Spice and it smells good on Bunk.
I love Bunk.
I like Bunk when he lights his pants on fire. Or is that Jimmy?
No, that was Bunk.
And then Jimmy goes to get Bunk.
Yeah, to burn the evidence so his wife wouldn't.
No, that's a good friend. Would you do that for me? I do.
You from burning yourself alive? Oh, we almost saw an accident. I don't know.
On the fence about that? What about Brian Babylon?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Because if you save one black man, it erases all your white guilt forever. That's just how it works.
And that's how angels get their wings.
Yep, that's how liberals get their guilt.
Love that fucking movie.
What's that? The Preacher's Wife?
The Preacher's Wife is my favorite movie. I didn't know if you knew that. That's
the
about
remake
me.
Remake with Whitney Houston?
Whitney Cummings is in that,
Whitney
too.
Houston?
Houston Street in New York, everybody. Houston Street. That's where we're doing this podcast from. Nope. Houston Street. We're very hip with our hoodies and cardigans on today.
You have a cardigan, just for the record. I don't own a cardigan.
You want one?
No, they're gross. They gross me out.
Why do they gross you out? I have a few.
No, I can't pull them off.
What?
I just feel weird in them.
I feel happy.
I feel very pedophile-y in them.
Anytime I could feel like Mr. Rogers, I feel better.
Maybe that's it. He always creeped me out.
Really? That bums me out.
I liked him as a kid, but like the puppets are terrifying.
Oh, you don't like puppets? Then, of the penis. You like puppetry of the penis?
I only like penis puppets.
Okay.
Vulva puppets are fine, too.
Ooh, some VP.
Yeah.
That's what vulva puppet Joe Biden is doing right now.
Joe Biden's a Volvo puppet?
That's what a VP's stands for. That's why Tipper and
Al... That makes a lot of sense.
That's why they got divorced. Stop playing with all those Volvo puppets, Al.
Oh, that's true. That's weird that... I mean, I know you should never be surprised when any politician's a poon hound.
I don't think he's a poon hound.
But, like, that one did kind of surprise me.
I don't think that's why they got divorced.
Because of the robotic shit. Like, he just never seemed like a sexual being in any way. You know what I mean?
What about when he was running for president and he made out with Tipper on stage?
Oh, that's right.
That was real weird. They seem to...
I kind of want
to
fuck Tipper Gore, like, in a real angry way, just for...
I'm going to parental advisory stick in your face.
Yeah, I want to do, like, the most vile shit. Everything that Two Live Crew talked about, I want to do to her.
Two Live Crew's playing the North Coast Festival.
I would go to that.
De La Soul is playing.
I would go see Two Live Crew in a fucking heartbeat at an outdoor festival with hopefully kids in the crowd.
I'm sure that they played Cannes Music Festival.
Just syrup on booties.
Chocolate syrup or maple syrup?
Maple.
Ooh. Either way, you're going to get diabetes if you just keep consuming ass syrup.
Sure.
Listen, everybody, don't get diabetes. Just because you...
We've seen a lot of diabetes driving around the city.
Yeah, says the two guys that just ate the dollar menu breakfast.
Yeah, but I don't need a walker to help me walk.
Yet. You're a thin guy. Have you ever been overweight?
I'm overweight.
No, you're not overweight. You're in your range.
I'm overweight.
I'm overweight. I'm a little bit overweight. Since my girlfriend's gone, I've lost a lot of weight on accident.
Yeah?
I haven't lost weight in the right way. I've just forgotten.
When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah. I just get home drunk and forget to eat.
Oh,
it's not good. On Wednesday, I had that one. not. The artist Peaches is playing the North Coast Music Festival,
not true.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Friends with Moby. Friends with...
Well, I'd like to be a fly on the wall in that conversation.
That very boring conversation. Very boring. I bet Peaches has the most, like, normal sex possible.
Yeah, she's overcompensating.
Yeah. Yeah. James Taylor, he probably has sex like Two Live Crew.
Crazy, yeah.
Did you know they toured together?
Well, James Taylor was also, he was hooked on the smack for a while.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's what Fire and Rainey wrote when in Rehab, I believe.
Oh, I know that song was better. Not anymore. I've changed my opinion on Fire and Rain with James Taylor.
Yeah, no, he was a smack addict.
By the way, we just walked by, or drove by, Diabetes again.
He probably is the most mellow heroin addict artist ever.
What about Jackson Brown? Was he on heroin?
No.
His mustache was pretty great.
Yeah, I think he likes some cocaine.
That's a given.
And then his wife got murdered.
What? I don't know this.
Yeah.
Continue.
That's all I know.
Oh, wow. You know a lot.
Yeah. I just love when mellow guys have a weird, dark backstory like that. Paul Simon is a rapist. Did you know that?
Yeah. He raped African culture. Graceland, everybody. The album Graceland.
I do like Diamond on the Soles of This Shoe.
Yeah.
Parts of it. Always like a part. Always like one part of a Paul Simon song. And then a real annoying part kicks in. It's like Wings to me. I fucking hate... Like, Band on the Run.
I love that, too!
I like the verses, and then that chorus kicks in, and it's the
lamest
shit. It's awful.
Oh, that's the best
shit. And it ruins the entire song.
I heard, some...
Hands Across the Water. Oh, ugh.
The Drive was playing a lot of Abbey Road last night. I was having a lot of fun with that. A lot of fun with the Abbey Road.
How old are you?
48.
I was having a lot of fun listening to the Abbey Road on the drive last night.
48 years old. I've aged incredibly
years
well.
Young.
I'm 48 years young. We're under a bridge, everybody, like a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. Did you say shut up?
Couldn't even finish it. I want out of this crazy podcast.
That's not the first time that's been uttered in this van.
Do you podcast with Kevin Lee when he's...
Yeah. It was like a lot of fun.
Does it capture... Oh, so he's better than me?
Nope. Absolutely not. We actually talked about you for the majority of the podcast.
Oh, no.
No, we both like you. You're a good
guy.
Can
his shit-eating grin be captured on audio?
It could. It was a lot of fun.
It's that powerful?
It kind of is. The most Aryan grin possible on the face of
Whoa.
Kevin Lee. What?
Got Wolverine hair.
Wolverine, everybody... Wolverine from Canada. Did you know that? Wolverine's Canadian.
The character?
Logan.
The
Project
character?
X. Weapon X, actually.
All right.
Yeah. Where's Hugh Jackman from? Australia. He's from Australia.
Hugh Jackman, man? He's from Australia.
Yep, he's a projector.
What's that mean?
He shows films.
Uh-oh.
That's a car alarm, everybody. A car alarm. Or Pilsen. I used to live in Pilsen. Did you ever live in Pilsen?
Nope.
I miss living in Pilsen.
I visited out here a lot. I told you that. I like it out here.
It's nice.
It's relaxing.
It is kind of relaxing. Oh, look at that dog. Look at that tail on the dog.
It feels like a... Yeah.
Look at that man's hair. They're a good match.
They are cute together.
They look like they're in love. See, that guy's like, what, 280, 250? He's wearing a tank top and shorts.
I'm bad at that.
It's 50 degrees out.
Well, he's got a lot of meat.
I think we're both tired.
I'm worn out.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You had your photo shoot yesterday.
I did. I felt very pretty.
You happy with it?
Yeah.
Did you do makeup or anything like that?
No.
Did they,
when you look like this, you don't need makeup.
When you look like perfection, you
should. Well, it's hard to put makeup on a beard.
Is it glitter beard?
Glitter. I was covered in glitter.
That sounds like a Zach Galifianakis song, Glitter Beard.
Don't say that name around me.
What?
Because he has a beard and I have a beard.
Oh, that's it?
There can be
that's
only one Highlander comedian.
I'm the Highlander.
No, I like Zach.
Do you know Zach?
Junior calls me Zach Galif of Sadness.
That's true. Junior Stopka, everybody, go check out juniorstopka.com.
I don't.
He's a monster.
.com. He doesn't even have a .com.
.org. .com. Junior Stopka needs a .gov site. That's just because he's a killer. We need to track him down. What? He doesn't listen to things.
Does no, he? But you can't out him as a secret covert ops agent.
Nope. Most secret covert ops agents have .gov. They're just not on Google, so you have to know.
I do want to see the American speaking.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's getting really good reviews. And, like, the coolest poster I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it looks like a Steve McQueen
it's
film.
Very 70s. So.
I wanted
and
to see it.
It got compared to a Day of the Jackal, and I was like, that's all I needed to hear.
It got compared to the movie The Jackal starring Bruce Willis.
A very different movie.
Bruce Willis, everybody. That guy has a career.
When Bruce Willis tried to kill Charles de Gaulle.
When he was moonlighting with Sybil Shepherd.
Yep. You know your Willis.
I do. I know my Willis from Good Times.
Nope.
I know it's from Different Strokes. I just like the show Good Times more. They didn't have any good times.
Are you drunk?
I think I'm punch drunk. Punch Drunk Love is
What'd
one of my
do
favorite
last night?
Movies. This.
Of course it is. It's sad. And there's a harmonium in it. How could you not love it?
I know that you're making fun of me, but I completely agree with you. You're like, yeah, those are two of the reasons I love that
it's
movie.
It's sad and angry. And it's got a harmonium.
Oh, shit. And a guy's in a suit. God damn. That's the best use of sound in modern film.
Wow.
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
Watch that film. It's super, super quiet and then super loud.
Oh, yeah.
And the score is brilliant.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Want to reenact it right now?
Just the truck scene.
Are we going to be the truck, the harmonium, or Adam Sandler?
No, where he beats the shit out of the two guys in the truck.
Oh, okay. That scene? I really want
to... That's a great fucking... That scene is amazingly edited, by the way.
For those of you that haven't seen the movie...
It's kind of scary.
Tire iron. He uses a tire iron. The best part, after he uses the tire iron, he points with the tire iron and then hands it to a man.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Sandler's awesome in that. How is he so good in that? And nothing else.
The VHS copy of that movie has the weirdest previews I've ever seen. It's got Talk to Her.
Yeah.
It's got Jack Nicholson's and Adam Sandler's other movie, Anger Management.
Oh, great movie.
On the same fucking VHS tape. Is Punch Drunk Love.
Any movie where people recapitulate at a baseball game.
Brilliant.
Or any public event.
Anytime Rudy Giuliani could say Rob Schneider's catchphrase, you know it's a good film.
Does he?
He goes, you can do it!
No, he doesn't. Yeah, I only caught like the last...
I saw the movie in the theater.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because I got it for free. At the theater I used to work at. And it was
What's
on.
The worst movie you've ever seen in the theater?
What's the worst movie I've ever seen in the theater?
Yeah.
I've walked out of a movie recently.
I don't know if I've ever walked out of a movie.
I've walked out of a few movies. It's different when they're free, you know?
Yeah.
This is
I
really
saw The Island for free.
What's The Island? Is that the Ewan McGregor one?
Yeah, Michael Bay.
So I kept thinking of The Beach, which was supposed to star Ewan McGregor, and it started Leo, and that's why Danny Boyle and Ewan McGregor haven't worked together again. Did you know that? Tease, everybody. Here's the tease.
Didn't care
the movie I walked out of next. James's Fritz's. Back on the podcast again.
Yeah, back on the podcast again.
That's you got a Conan impression? Conan O'Brien? He's a comic, kind of.
Nope.
Are you excited about
this
new show?
That was Back in the High Life parody.
Only two people that understand that is you and Chad Briggs.
Back in the High Life by
me.
Nope.
I didn't write that song. Who wrote that song?
By
Back in the Saddle Again.
Back in the High Life Again. It was
Back in the High Life
Steve
Again.
Steve Winwood, I believe, right?
That song?
Wasn't it?
Dude, Value City Furniture, that's my light. Sir, we're not gentlemen if we do drive like this. Sir. Excuse me, sir.
All right.
Now he waves after he blocked my life.
You cock.
That was nice of him. You know what a song I like?
What?
Miami by Will Smith.
You're an idiot.
Whenever I watch Dexter, I think of that song.
I always call...
Is that mashup happening yet?
I always call Millennium Park Willennium Park. Anytime I can say Willennium
We have a lot more. We have 990 more years in the Willennium.
Millennium.
It's a very long Millennium.
That's pretty egomaniacal.
You only get 1,000 years?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty modest.
For Will Smith, you think he'll be studied in 1,000 years?
Definitely. I Am Legend will be considered a documentary. and we live in the millennium.
See, I think it'll be more like the one with...
Eat, Pray, Love?
No. The one with Charlton Heston. I think it'll be closer to... a Mega Man.
Oh.
Have you seen a Mega Man? It's kind of amazing. Because, like, the weird mutants are kind of just like hippies.
Okay. How is it different than
And they're really not scary at all. They just look really goofy. I don't think so. I don't think there's...
Listen, James Franco.
I don't think there's underground. There's not underground mole people.
There's mole people all over New York City. They just don't show them. They're in the background.
Well, that seems.
All those buildings are made of mole people. It took a long time to shoot that movie. No CGI in that movie either. Eat, Pray, Love. Except Julia Roberts, because she's a demon.
Laugh, love, fuck.
Consume. Worship. Care.
I don't like movies that tell me what to do in their title.
What's that movie you love recently?
Like, Go. It's like, what? What if I just want to sit and watch the movie?
That's a good movie humor from comedian James Fritz, everybody. James Fritz.
Or Snatch.
That's telling you what to do?
Yeah.
Why can't that just be a thing?
I don't think that's what
like
that
Like, Ghost.
Movie. I don't think that movie's about pussy.
Have you seen that movie?
No, because I hate that director.
You don't like Guy Ritchie?
No, I didn't even like that movie that everyone loved.
Lock,
I hate
Stock,
it.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Ugh, stupid.
You didn't like that? You didn't like Sherlock Homies?
I'd rather watch 2 Days in the Valley.
That's a good movie.
No, it's not.
You get to see Charlize Theron naked. It's a good movie. And her first role. You know that? First American role. She's from South Africa.
I did know that.
Because apartheid really worked out for her family.
And her cheekbones.
Yeah. Good cheekbones.
Apartheid causes really good cheekbones.
Yeah, apparently. It's a fact. Thanks a lot, no longer apartheid South Africa.
Losers.
Where's your good cheekbones now?
Where's your hot actress ladies?
Yeah, where are they?
They're all going to look like Shirley Hempel now.
They're all going to look like Monster. The movie Monster.
I'm just referencing old black TV shows, huh?
Me or you?
Both of us. Well, you went different.
I went with Monster, the movie with Christina Ricci.
No, but you went earlier, you went...
Good Times?
Good Times.
Good Times.
And I just referenced Shirley Hempel.
Good times, anytime you need a friend.
All right, everyone's staring at you.
Good times.
The windows are down in Pilsen.
Singing Good Times in English.
But what fucking movie have you walked out of?
I can't remember now.
And you teased
it? Avatar. I walked out of Avatar to go see Shutter Island. I made the right decision.
Probably.
With Leo DiCaprio.
I still have not seen Avatar.
More like Blabatar.
Ugh.
It's blue people.
Oh, I know of it.
We're driving past the Churro Factory, everybody. 773-823-9571. Churro Factory. Funnel cakes, ice cream, paninis, crepes.
It looks like a bloody tampon on the drawing.
Bloody it does look like a bloody tampon.
What are they thinking?
Go call the Churro Factory and ask them about their bloody tampons. They're across.
Seriously, it was just a cylinder... Like the outline of a cylinder with bright red dripping shit coming out of the end.
That was the original movie poster for Monster.
Have you ever played that game? Churro or Bloody Tampon? Yep. You blindfold people?
I usually split it even.
Yeah?
Yep. It's one of those games...
I get it right every time.
You do?
Yeah.
You have great teeth.
I have a very complex palate.
You never had a blood churro? Really good. Really good blood churros, everybody.
Well, you did try to make me eat tongue the other day.
Yeah, you don't like tongue.
No.
I tried to French kiss James Fritz. I don't think I said French correctly.
Well, you're French. You're into Frenching now,
I'm
right?
Into Frenching, that's my new thing.
It's your new bit.
I got bits, everybody.
What's your new catchphrase?
Ding dong.
I don't. Are you calling someone silly, or are you saying like, answer the door?
Ding dong.
Or
ding dong.
Do you just want a hostess cake?
Ding dong. See?
You're not answering. You're just
ding
saying,
dong.
It's annoying. That's horrible.
Isn't that great? It's great. It's universal. You don't need to know the language to know what ding dong means.
Well, I just asked you and gave you three
ding
main
dong.
Names and you didn't say anything but ding dong.
Ding dong.
The definition of ding dong cannot be ding dong.
It's onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
Nope, pay up. Paleone.
Alright. I'm gonna take a nap. Let me know when all the puns are out of your system.
Is that a pun?
Paleone?
Paleone. I watched a Doors documentary last night.
I think she's underrated. I always liked that lady.
I like that. What was her sitcom? It was good. She was great in The Weatherman. Did you ever see that?
Nope.
It's good. Very good movie.
She's great at
The Family
Flirting
Man.
With Disaster.
Yeah, she would. That movie, I still think of the armpit scene about once a year.
I think we've talked about this.
It's disgusting. How often does Flirting with Disaster come up?
Oh, I think it's hot.
So, yeah, we did have this conversation.
I think everything about Patricia Arquette in that movie is hot.
I think
I had a big Patricia Arquette crush.
Did you like her in Medium?
No, she's too mommy. Mom-like.
She's very mommy in that movie. I like that they had to keep the children because one of them is aging very oddly. It's great. Making fun of kids is fun. Pilsen.
I'm like against Pilsen. It.
You're against it? We take a controversial state.
Children are our future.
They are the future. Snooch to the pooch.
Children are our fuchsia.
Children are our snoochie poochies.
Okay.
I'm so tired.
Worst movie I ever saw in the theater.
Clerks.
No.
Swingers.
No.
Fast and the Furious.
No. Bad Love.
Starring Drew Barrymore.
And.
You saw that in the theater.
Chris O'Donnell.
You saw that in the theater.
I liked a girl in high school who wanted to go see
it. Right. I saw The Civil War, the movie
I believe I also saw Untamed Heart in the theater with the same older lady who loaned me a copy of my first copy of Catcher in the Rye. And
is
I
that with,
with
Marissa Tomei and Christian Slater?
Yeah, he's got a baboon.
Orangutan
heart. And he breaks. And she's not into him, and he breaks into her house through her bedroom window and leaves flower petals all over her bed.
No, the best part is. You know how, if it was a baseball movie, you catch a fly ball. He catches a hockey puck.
To the heart.
To the heart. It's so
is that funny. How he, I forgot about that. I kind of want to watch that movie again.
Oh, we got to screen that at the brain.
Untamed Heart.
Just, everyone has to be quiet except you and me. Just talk about how great Untamed Heart is.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a fun series. Maybe we should do that.
But Mad Love is watching Chris O'Donnell and Drew Barrymore try to play like intense, crazy.
I like Chris O'Donnell.
I hate that motherfucker.
I like him a lot.
How can you like him a lot?
I have no idea why. I find him charming.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
He's like the preppiest
I like
prep that
him
ever
so
prepped.
Much. He seems like a nice guy.
I'd rather hang out with 8 James Vanderbeeks.
Yeah, James Vanderbeeks got a great sense of humor.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you didn't listen to him on the ball game. When him and,
on the ball game?
On the ball game. When him and, when he was in the booth with, Ron Santo.
Oh, yeah?
He was great.
Was he?
Yeah. He humored Ron Santo. You got a lot of pretty ladies on that show.
I like Pacey.
I don't like Pacey.
Well, I like the actor, because I like Fringe.
Yeah, did you see what he did at Comic-Con this year?
No.
Outside, he had PaceyCon 2010, and he read fan fiction that he wrote for Pacey.
Hey, that's funny.
He's a funny guy. It's for funnyordie.com.
And I remember he was decent on Saturday Night Live when he hosted
was
it a
he?
While back.
I don't remember that.
It was a long time ago. But he's just a likable chap.
We're going to screen Mad Love, everybody. Stay tuned for the date for Mad Untamed Heart Love. What'd you think of Bronzeville, James?
Spectacular.
It's beautiful. Real close to it, aren't we?
Yep.
How was that night? Was it a good night?
I've heard nothing but good things. I've actually never been down there.
Oh, you've never been? How was your
Babylon helps run it.
I know that. I want to go. I'm working every time it's going on. How was your show on Wednesday at Laugh and Liberal, you guys?
It was pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good. Was there people there?
It's all right.
Did you have fun?
I had an all right time.
Any free drinks?
I got one free beer.
Wow! Living the dream. How was Mo?
Tim Grimes had some whiskey in the back, so that helped.
You sneak it in?
And then I got like a halfway home, we stopped at a bar, and I sang some live band karaoke for the first time.
With who? At Quenchers?
No, at the bar that used to be Fizz.
Oh, yeah. Beckett's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun?
Yeah.
What'd you sing?
Dead Flowers.
Stones?
Yeah.
Nice. I can see you doing that. That'd be good.
It's a fun song to sing.
The Rolling Stones have got to be a quite popular karaoke band because it's a very limited vocal range.
Yeah.
It's an important part of live band karaoke. Was the band good?
Yeah, they were actually real good.
Yeah. I've only done live band once. It feels very odd.
It was fun. I liked it.
Yep.
And then I noticed Tom Petty. They had Tom Petty at the end, but it was too late.
Oh, yeah.
I would have done American Girl and made all the panties wet. Both of the panties.
We bonded over Tom Petty last year when we did this job. Tom Petty, underrated artist, which is weird to say.
Well, he's underrated by...
the rock community.
Music snobs.
Yeah, he's amazing. He knows exactly
all
what
he does. All he does is make perfect hits.
Yeah. Consistently for the past 40 years.
Yeah. And even, like, his lesser albums aren't...
his lesser albums are amazing.
Bad. You know, he's never made an embarrassingly bad album like Dylan and Neil Young. I mean, he doesn't take as many chances, maybe, but...
yeah. But
in his own way, he does,
I guess. Solo albums are really good. The concept record's about radio.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago. One of my favorite Onion articles ever was about Tom Petty at the Super Bowl. Tom Petty says he's going to experiment some new material. There we go, everybody. Oh.
Genitals just went.
There we go.
Feet
genitals. How are those going?
Not good.
We're doing a good job, man. I'm proud of us. Looking back in the van, getting shit done.
Yeah.
Proud. Never been prouder. Got very low standards in life. I don't know, man. We're at McCormick Place right now, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ever been here?
No.
It's huge.
I mean, I've been by it.
Yep.
What am I going to do here?
Exciting podcasting. That's what
am I
going to
do at McCormick Place?
You're a network. I'm a network.
I don't even know what they do here.
They network here, James. Networking.
It does kind of look like a future city.
Yeah. We got to eat something, man.
Yeah, I think we're dying.
Yep. Well, we're dying for sure. Eat some food. I'm tempted to drive through every McDonald's I see. Nice, or were they like $5?
They're like free. They were cool. From the Putterboss sisters.
I like the Putterboss. Let's plug their stuff. Putterboss.
I'd like to plug their... no.
What's up?
Go visit...
JuniorStopka.org for all of your
Putterboss sisters on Facebook.
Putterboss with a Z.
I think they're at some festival.
Just at an arts fest hosting it. They're the best.
Yeah, I love those girls.
I told them this, and I don't think it's an insult. They're never going to be famous because what they do is too original. They have to have their own shit.
I don't know. Judy Tenuta has a fan base.
Nah, well, Judy Tenuta's a solo. Well, they'll have a fan base, but they need to be huge. They deserve to be huge.
They might find some weird niche somewhere down the line.
But that's the thing, some weird niche.
That explodes.
They should be super mainstream. What's wrong with your finger? Ew, Jesus Christ, you're from the South. James Fritz just spit on his fingers, ladies and gentlemen.
They were dirty.
That's
do you have a hand washing station in this piece of shit van that I don't know about?
Enterprise hand washing stations at JuniorStopka.gov.
How many more hours?
40.
Oh.
40 more hours. You only have an hour and a half left. No, you have 2 hours left.
Nope.
You're the one who has... I'm at a bartend later tonight, actually, so I can't do that.
You have to close it out?
Yeah. Working another 18-hour day, buddy.
Nice, pal.
Yep. I'm going to die real young, so this money is not worth it. All right. Let's plug some stuff. Hello, 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 check. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Steve, how are you doing? A Cardinals fan here in Central.
Sports are you? You listen to WLS?
Nope.
You ever listen to Air America when it was on?
Yeah, I listened to some.
Why? Just because it was talk, or did you like the content, or what?
I liked two shows.
What shows?
I liked, Marin's show.
Was it anything like his current podcast?
No, I mean, a little. I mean, he was still him. So. What's that?
What?
Huh?
It's loud. We're in the loop, everybody. In the loop. Jesus Christ. So, I'm on my lot of cigarette day. Of the year. I'm on the wrong way.
Oh, fuck. That's scary.
That was very, very scary, everybody. Very scary. That's what you get for following another car. Something like that.
Gotta go that way.
Oh, gotta go this way. Yep. Nothing phases me anymore. Just take it as it rolls. This is really draining. To listen to. This is awful.
I have found that, like, security people and building workers treat you a lot like you're one of them if you haven't showered and you have a filthy ball cap on. And
yep. Face has never hurt more than the past 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
I just want to drink like a gallon of water and pee for an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't have that option yet. Not yet.
You should get a stadium, pal.
I should get a stadium, pal. I fucking need a stadium, pal.
Oh, we just got stopped.
I know, we just got stopped by a traffic lady.
So close.
It's very close.
She's got a little talk to the hand sass going on.
Her sass is appreciated. Mm-hmm. I prefer sass right now. The light is still green. We're still not going to go. Oh, man. There's a guy in the military. Or he just likes fancy caps.
Now he's punching me.
Radio plays.
Theater of the mind.
We're getting quieter as the time goes by. You know,
tired. I don't think, yeah. I'm still recovering from that Burger King cheesy bacon.
You're the one who ordered that. That was not a well, there was.
Something. I was
you
starving.
Had to eat something. You could have got a Whopper.
That's the healthy option?
That's sadly the healthy option. You could have requested a fruit cup or granola thing.
They have granola things?
No, probably not. Look at that guy's shirt.
That's fantastic.
There's a lot going on.
Made out of rattlesnake hide.
It's a Bo Diddley reference, everybody. Bo Diddley. Yeah. You probably know the George Thorogood version, listener.
Why are you insulting your listeners?
Do they know the George Thorogood version?
That was a little snarky.
No, absolutely.
You probably know the George Thorogood.
Oh, man, my stomach's hurting.
Uh-oh. You really put me to work that last hour.
Yeah, I know. My stomach is angry.
Wait till you're tired and do a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah. Whatever. Look at that car, man.
It is lighter than last year's things.
Yeah. Roadmaster. Look at that Roadmaster.
That's nice.
I should tweet that.
How do you tweet a car?
You take a photo of it.
Tweet pics.
I love twit picks.
Twit picks.
Twit pick this. Hey, Mike Leibowitz, I've only seen you do stand-up a handful of times, yet your comedy's in my head at least once a day.
Are you talking directly to him right
now? Yeah, Mike Leibowitz.
I was like, he's not in the van.
Behind me in the van. My stomach hurts.
Oh.
My dick.
That was the most whiny I've ever heard you whine. My stomach hurts.
Oh, no, my God. My beard hurts. Zach Galifianakis, everybody.
My beard is out of...
Thick, man. Oh, I'm at the bottom, too.
Yeah, I need to... It's hard to
trim. Do you trim it?
Yeah.
Do you have an automatic trimmer?
No, I have a team of gerbils. Yes.
You could use a razor.
To trim a beard? I'm not that talented.
Razor, scissors, and a comb. Or just use scissors. You have a beard long enough where you could use scissors.
I guess so. After all these years, I still haven't mastered the trim. I need a new trimmer, too. Or some... I need to oil it.
Are you supposed to oil your beard?
No, not the beard. The trimmer.
But aren't you supposed to oil your beard or something like that? Don't they have beard
oil? If you're
Raleigh
fingers, and you want
to... Not to curl it.
Well, yeah, if you're gay and you read the fashion parts of Esquire, there's like $80 beard things. They're like, don't shampoo your... Shut up. Don't use soap on your beard.
Like, do you shampoo your beard?
No, I soap it when I soap my face.
A lot about beard maintenance in this episode of the podcast.
Sadly, this is the most interesting segment.
This is I'm enthralled right now.
Oh, I didn't know this was part... Do I get paid for the podcast?
Yeah, you get paid
on
for
top
the podcast,
of the job?
Too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the job's free. The podcast is you get paid for.
Oh, okay. I'm really not earning it. The podcast.
Absolutely not. Oh, emergency pullout, 500 feet. That could be the album cover.
For what?
Your record.
Jug band?
For my jug band, emergency pullout. Featuring the Comedy Stallions of
Wendy.
Mike Leibowitz. Hey, your hat flew off recently.
That was
exciting.
Exciting
moments in fan history.
Yeah, get your motor running.
Oh, man. All right, here we go, everybody.
God.
Doing stuff.
Ow. The wind hurts.
Is it really? Is this your version of a shower? You're like a bird?
What?
Birds flap their wings in dirt. It's a shower. They have dirt showers.
No, I use regular showers.
You have regular showers now? Someone moved.
I don't shower in dirt, asshole.
You shower in wind. Wind shower.
I want to die. I'm a Esmeralda.
We all miss Esmeralda. She's busy right now. She's doing a different promo.
Waxing Moby's head.
Yep. He's dickhead.
Do you think he travels in cars and planes or just wind lifts his feeble body up and he flies around?
His hair is a hot air balloon. It's got a lot of hot air. Balloon. Bridge and tunnel, everybody. Bridge and tunnel. Oh my god. Does your chest hurt?
Does my chest hurt?
Yeah, does your chest hurt?
Not really.
That's good.
It did last week.
Yeah? Why did your chest hurt last week?
I had the black lung. I had black lung for 2 weeks.
I had the bends. I listened to the album The Bends. I like that album.
Well, you should. It's Radiohead's best moment.
You think so?
I know so, because that's an opinion. Oh, no. Now you're laughing like Jiminy Glick. Oh, I love Jiminy Glick, by the way. It's the funniest shit ever.
Very good show! Jiminy Glick eating donuts!
I don't know why. That show made me laugh like a kid. Unlike, you know, Like, I wasn't even cynical or a comedian anymore when I watched that. I loved it. I, like, giggled my face off.
Is that on DVD?
I don't think so.
It should be on DVD.
I mean, the sketches were awful, but yeah. The interviews were
brilliant.
Amazing.
Do you think the subject's new?
My son's Matthew and Modine. That's hilarious. And retarded. And I'm not even a big Martin Short fan at all, and like, but I love that shit. I was watching some on YouTube the other day with my friend John, because we used to share an apartment together when he slept on my floor.
Aww.
Back when I was on top. Now he's happily married and has an awesome apartment.
I wish you were going to say kid.
No. Then I wouldn't be jealous. Yeah, we were just looking up old YouTube. The Ben Stiller interview is pretty great. He's like, how's your... Now, your mother's very talented, Anne Heche. Whoops. Is that weird that she's so into aliens and the... So dumb, but I love it. And then, like, I was thinking, like, Between Two Ferns is kind of just...
Oh, yeah.
Jiminy Glick.
It is. Without the fat suit.
Well, he's got his own.
He's just a fat man suit.
I love Between Two Ferns.
It's a very... Thanks for carrying this episode.
Did you see the newest one?
No, who is it?
It's him as Seth Galifianakis, which is always my favorite.
Oh, his cousin, Seth.
Interviewing a Sean Penn. It's pretty fantastic.
Did you see Into the Wild?
Yeah.
Is he any good in that?
Is Zach Galifianakis in it?
Zach Galifianakis is in Into the Wild.
I don't remember it.
That's how he knows Sean Penn.
I don't remember him in that movie at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so he was great, is what you're saying.
Well, that movie's very long and slow. I mean, it's...
I didn't see it.
It's more of a meditation.
I'm sorry, James. I'm losing my mind.
That's okay.
Yep. Good times. Food great only times. Bynum. That's a thing.
Huh?
The truck. Ahead.
Oh, you're just reading words.
Reading the things.
Like my mother on a road trip.
Yep. My mom just says racist things.
Mine just reads billboards. And we're like, why are you reading to us? We can see everything you see.
Maybe she just wanted to show off that she can read.
That's true. She is from Bear Creek, North Carolina. She's probably the only person there that can read.
You're from a stereotype.
So are you.
I know.
Broken home. Where?
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about location.
Yes. Oak Park.
Westchester, Oak Park, Southside.
Oh,
Southside? Yeah. By Midway Airport.
I don't need to cut.
What's up?
I need to cut.
You're still thinking about beards? Oh.
What a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. I'm glad we got to spend this time together.
Me too.
We learned a lot about life.
Yep. Moved a lot of paper units.
Literally. All about paper. Like Jay-Z.
How's your back?
Very painful. Very.
Why do you have a bad back?
Sitting in this chair for so long and not getting
up. No, but like originally.
Are you being sarcastic?
What was the origin story?
I don't know.
Old football injury?
Yep. Me and Frank Gifford. Married to Kathy Lee.
You were both married to Kathy Lee?
Yep. We were both married to Kathy Lee. She threw out my back.
She's doing great work on the Today Show.
I love that hour. That's my favorite hour of the Today Show.
Yeah, it's menopause hour.
It's great. It's like The View, but condensed into one person with one audience member.
No, there's two.
No, but Hoda's the
Hoda.
Hoda's the audience.
They're visible hate for each other.
Oh, it's great. I don't think Hoda hates her. I don't think she knows what's going on, and Kathy hates her.
You know what I did enjoy while I was sick? And I always enjoy whenever I'm laid up. Watching TV. Regis Philbin.
Yo, Regis is a pro.
Quality program.
Regis is.
I got to see Letterman when he was on Regis, which is a rare.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Did
three segments.
So did people look it up on YouTube? Was it that good or no?
No, it's not really that good.
Okay. I saw Regis and Letterman a few weeks ago. Yeah, it doesn't sound good in the least.
Thanks for shitty healthcare, Democrats. You did nothing.
Well, you don't like debt. I know, I'm on your side. I want to go to a water park right now. Was broken and new.
Do you blame the bald old man who dances for that?
Very liberal. Because I have no money. Things might change when I'm very rich, but until then...
Once this podcast starts making money. Being this
talented. Is the special today? They advertise ham on the bone.
On the bone. Oh, and I'm going to do another podcast.
This is your warm-up. The air mattress. Sorry. Come on, man. You brought this up.
I hope you crash.
Shopping. I watched that
show. Is Montana fun?
Yeah. Seems like
either Dakota. I never have.
Nope. Dakota Fanning.
I don't think they're real. I don't think they're real states.
They're states of mind. I'm so sorry. I'm low on content.
Are you?
No, not really. I got a lot.
It seems like you're always taping.
Podcast, the all three episodes was 3.5 hours of a baseball game that happened weeks ago. Ricky Carmona.
What do you want?
Tribute podcast.
I got snort a line of Adderall. That'd make my day bright.
All right, back on.
Tends the blood and helps.
Than James.
Shut up. That bad? Can I get sued for that?
No. It's a tribute.
I don't think that's... So you have to make up your own font every time you print something?
No, most fonts are... I'm making that up.
How do I know
right?
that?
You look it up.
Oh, you're making this
up? Every font has a name. What would be the name of your font?
Just like every font has a name. Has a name, name, name. Every font. show.
Is it free? You're watching your CD taping free. Man?
Well, usually when they do like the unlimited showcases there, that's what they call it.
Alright, what do you want?
$2,000.
Done.
Man, $10,000 would really help me out right now.
I'm just gonna steal you. Go buy it! It's good.
Buy it, it's good. I like that.
That's true. On Tuesday, September 28th, B Kitchen.
I was told this wasn't a comedy podcast, so.
It's not a comedy podcast.